This week's Parshas, Parshas Korach, we continue kind of the downward spiral where last Shabbos we looked at Shlach and we saw the Meraglim and the spies and how things fell apart. And before that we had the Mitzononim and also the Lashon Hara of Miriam. Here, similar to that story with Miriam, in terms of it, again, being a situation of where the outcome was that we were able to have a clearer understanding of Moshe Rabbeinu's his prophetic vision and really helped us understand how special and unique that was. Here, in this week's parasha with Korach, and Korach comes on on the surface, his claim was very, very admirable, seemed to be, very much accurate in the sense that the whole nation is holy. Each individual is holy. So why should there be any type of differentiation between one person over the other? The irony of it is that here he says this claim, but then the flip side, he turns around and asks that he should be given a special position. So like here, on one hand, you're saying, every Jew is holy. Every we're a mamlechas kohanim v'goy kadosh. Everyone is holy. So why have differentiation points? Why should they have one person who has a unique position that's special and better than the other guy? And so, on the surface, it's valid. But what's interesting is we see in Pirkei Avos that the example for a machlokas that's not l'shem shamayim is Korach v'Adaso, and that the machlokas that is l'shem shamayim is that of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, and that the one that is l'shem shamayim has an eternal aspect to it, and that which does not is going to be, has no legs, so to speak. So what we see here, so again, from these difficult situations of here, someone that's questioning the authority of Moshe and really also the idea of Aaron being the Kohen, etc. What we end up coming out from this is another outgrowth of it is the ability for us to see or really get an appreciation for who Moshe and Aaron were. And that really what Korach's downfall was, Korach was one of the wealthiest people in history. It says that Korach and Haman were both extremely, extremely wealthy, and that the Medrash seems to imply that it's the wealth that kind of corrupted their ability to see things properly. And that the struggle and what we look for in a leader is to a person that is actually able to be selfless and to not pull their personal agendas into things. And that perhaps that really explains, major outgrowth of this situation here. What we learn from this is how important it is for us to work towards trying to remove our personal agendas from things. And that Moshe and Aaron, that what really comes out from this, what's so special about it is that we need to appreciate how special these leaders were, and that they were they sacrificed themselves and were looking out for the betterment of the people. That an Aaron, who was an Ohev Shalom, Rodev Shalom, who loved peace and ran after peace, his desire was to be able to make sure that there would be this type of coexistence and peace amongst the people. And that the flip side is Moshe and Aaron, for that matter, they were not looking out for their own interests as much as they put the interests of the people before their own. And that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, we see that their arguments, whatever they argued for in terms of their different shitot, how they approached things, at the end of the day, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, they still had their there was the families. They had marriages that were between the two groups. So it wasn't a personal thing. It never became personal. And that's why it's a machlokes. It's an argument that is eternal, because what they're really looking to do is they're arguing two points that they're trying to show with clarity what is the ultimate search for truth. And it had no personal agenda connected to it. Whereas Korach v'Adaso, Korach and his and the people that that were with him all were looking out for themselves first, and that ultimately, when we let that go out and play out into the future, we see that that ultimately has no longevity. And so we should look at this and learn a lesson from this situation that we need to work on, trying to get to that place where we look out for the best for others. Obviously, we have to take care of ourselves, but the driving thing, the driving what should drive us is the ability for us to see and to look for the betterment of our family, our friends, and for the general community, to always look out and to try to help. And to really kind of put that out, those interests first in terms of helping others. And in that way, we elevate everything that's around us. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos.